There's an advance in the diplomacy over North Korea's nuclear weapons program today. North Korea's neighbors and the U.S. say they're pleased by Pyongyang's pledge to disable all its nuclear facilities by year's end. The North also pledged to submit a complete inventory of its nuclear programs by the end of the year. These are the first deadlines set in the multi-year, multi-nation effort to disable North Korea's nuclear facilities. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The contents of the deal announced today were mostly hammered out in six-party talks here over the weekend. The U.S. envoy to the talks, Christopher Hill, briefed President Bush on the agreement yesterday. Once all six governments in the talks had signed off on it, China's Vice Foreign Minister Wu Dawei announced the deal's contents. The disablement of the 5-megawatt experimental reactor at Yongbyon, he said, the reprocessing plant at Yongbyon, and the nuclear fuel rod fabrication facility at Yongbyon will be completed by the 31st of December 2007. The statement says that a U.S. team will head to Yongbyon in the next 2 weeks to begin preparing for its disablement. The deal also says that North Korea will make a complete and accurate report on all of its nuclear programs by year's end. North Korea also pledged not to transfer any nuclear materials or technology to other countries. In exchange, North Korea will get 1 million tons of fuel oil or its equivalent. And the U.S. says it will work to get North Korea off its list of state sponsors of terrorism, although no deadlines were set for these steps. In a teleconference, Christopher Hill cautioned that dismantling Yongbyon would just be a start.
As much as I believe in this joint statement, I think it will not be a success unless we are able to get to that next stage, which is to get rid of all the fissile material and dismantle the facilities.
Hill has stressed that the U.S. will not settle for a partial declaration of North Korea's nuclear programs, for example, one that omits the highly enriched uranium program the U.S. believes it has.
If it turns out they have a uranium enrichment facility, that would have to be disabled. There's certain things that we know they exist already. The Yongbyon facility is obviously the main one, although it was shut down a couple of months ago. That's the one we wanted to have disabled. That's where the weapons-grade plutonium is produced. And, you know, you got to keep your eye on the ball here, and the ball here is the plutonium.
The problem, analysts say, is that the U.S. may have difficulty verifying just how complete Pyongyang's inventory is. Mitchell Reese is a vice provost for international affairs at the College of William and Mary. He previously advised former Secretary of State Colin Powell on North Korea.
There's, I think, an expectation that North Korea will not reveal everything it's done. And the question is, will it reveal enough to satisfy the proliferation concerns that we have? And that's going to be a political, not a technical judgment.
Reese also warns that U.S. credibility could be damaged if the parties fail to meet the deadlines laid out in today's deal. The nuclear disarmament process was delayed earlier this year after the U.S. missed a March deadline to get frozen North Korean assets released. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.